Drama based on Craigvale Coiners. The BBC drama based on the Craigvale Coiners has aired in recent weeks. The Gallows Pole, which is based on a book of the same name by author Benjamin Myers, premiered on BBC Two and iPlayer on Wednesday, May the 31st. Set in the moorland hills of 18th century Yorkshire, the drama follows the enigmatic David Hartley, played by Michael Socker, as he assembles a gang of weavers and land workers to embark upon a revolutionary criminal enterprise that could capsize the economy and become the biggest fraud in British history. Also starring in The Gallows Pole are Sophie McShearer, who plays Grace, with Thomas Turgoose as William Hartley, Yusra Wasama as Bathsheba, Anthony Walsh as Abe Oldfield, Samuel Edward Cook as Isaac Hartley, Joe Sproul as Joe, and Adam Fogarty as James Broadbent. Nicole Barbalane as Susie, Fintime Fontaine as Joseph Broadbent, with Ralph Einson as the clothier. Filmed at a number of locations in Yorkshire, including in Calderdale, crews were spotted in Heptonstall in late 2021. The cross-in at Heptonstall had a big screen organised to show the first episode because it's widely believed the pub is where a Craigvale Coiner's murder actually took place. Violence, vengeance and even murder was handed out to those who got in the way of the notorious Craigvale Coiners. Their criminal exploits were punishable by death, but for a period in late 18th century Yorkshire, the powerful gang of counterfeiters held the community in the rural Calder Valley under their spell. Enlisting the help of local people, the group clipped and filed huge numbers of gold coins of the realm before returning them to circulation and melting down the extra metal collected to produce new counterfeit currency. At their head was King David Hartley, whose direct descendant Steve Hartley has just published a book on the true story of the gang. The tale of his five times great-grandfather is one that Steve has been researching for years. I always knew we descended from David Hartley, the leader of the Yorkshire Coiners. Older generations didn't discuss it so much, probably because there was a bit of shame and embarrassment attached to it. But my granddad was certainly interested in it, and as I got older, I talked to him quite a bit about it. There was a rumour that he'd come back to Yorkshire to escape arrest in Birmingham. When he got back, the woolen trade was suffering. Everybody was short of money, and David saw an opportunity to make some. The coiners were highly organised, enlisting the help of many in the local community. They would clip and file the edges of gold coins and returned the clipped coins to circulation. Then they used the gold collected from several coins to cast blanks and stamp new coins, usually Portuguese moidores. The moidores, which were in circulation at the time, had geometric designs that were far easier to copy than the head and tail of the English guinea, and had a greater face value. Anyone who lent them a coin to get clipped would be given a bit of money back. So everyone helping the coiners made a bit of money as well, which is what led to their popularity. The threat posed by the gang was debated in Parliament, and the government had to do something to prevent the Exchequer being defrauded of millions of pounds and the nation's currency being debased. It was forced to dispatch high-ranking officials of the Royal Mint in an attempt to bring the gang to justice and the ringleaders to the gibbet. David Hartley was executed by hanging in 1770 after being arrested the previous year. He was the one that the authorities ultimately knew was the leader. Once David Hartley was arrested, the tide had turned. By that Christmas, there were probably 20 or 30 coiners in jail, and a lot of the others fled or absconded because there were warrants out for their arrest as well. Steve's book has been a labour of love. It began back in 2009 when he attended a series of workshops for a planned film project on the coiners. I knew there was quite a bit of information published already about the story, but it was jumbled up and not all of it true. I started out by taking extracts from books and putting them in chronological order to get the storyline right. And then, when I started looking into it, there was a lot more information in the archives that had never been looked at or published. Trips to archives in Yorkshire and London followed as he set about painstakingly finding, examining and transcribing documents to narrate the story from start to finish. Yorkshire Coiners, The True Story of the Cragvale Gang, is the result. I think the gallows pole will have dramatisation and artistic licence, added Steve, who runs the yorkshirecoiners.com website. The Yorkshire Coiners, The True Story of the Cragvale Gang by Steve Hartley, is published by Amberley and is out now.